present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Victoria Wood in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. Once again, I'm going to ask them if they can speak on the subject that I will give them and try and do it without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. And let us begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams. The subject is going off at the deep end.
Right.
So something that you would never dream of doing, I'm sure, Kenneth. But can you talk on the subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Divers are advised to go off at the deep end, because if they do it the shallow one, well, they are liable to have a lot of trouble on impact. Do you see? I was at school and the swimming lessons were obligatory. In other words, I was forced to attend them. And I didn't take a lot of pleasure in the idea of it because I'm not really given to athleticism in any way. I'm more your cup of tea and an aspirin and a lie down because I don't think you should expend an awful lot of energy, least of all in swimming baths where I think you...
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition of swimming.
Yes, you mentioned swimming before, I'm afraid, Kenneth. So, Clement Freud has a correct challenge. He gets a point for that, of course. And he takes over the subject with 24 seconds left, going off at the deep end, starting now.
If you're going to go off, the deep end is not a bad place in which to do it. And an extraordinary smell emanates from your person. While all around the municipal baths, people nudge each other and say, I believe he is going off, and especially at the deep end, at the shallow side of the pool.
When Air Messenger blows his whistle, that tells us 60 seconds is up. Whoever is speaking at that moment gains the extra point. It was Clement Freud on this occasion, and I don't need to tell you that he has the lead at the end of the first run. In fact, he's the only one who scored any points. We'd also like you to begin the second round, Clement, and...
Has the Monopoly Commission looked into this?
Well, the subject is so much you that we thought we should ask you to take this round. The subject is stewed hippo. And I'm sure you can tell us something about that in the game, starting now.
Stewing is alternate culinary methodology to boiling, roasting, deep or shallow frying, and baking. And I suggest by far the best way of doing it is to cut the meat into small cubes, such as you might put on a skewer, or be able to put into your mouth at one time. Sauté it, which is French for...
Peter Jones,
hesitation.
Yes, I think you are right, and you have the subject, and you have stewed hippo with 17 seconds left, starting now.
Well, hippos usually lie about in mud and water, and if they were immersed in gin or some other alcoholic beverage, they would become stewed hippos. And I think that's about all I can say. Fortunately, I don't have...
Kenneth Williams.
I don't agree. I'm sure there's a lot more he could say on that subject. With his inventiveness and his extraordinary verbal dexterity, I think he could go on forever if he wanted to.
So you're accusing him of deviation?
Yes, certainly.
Well, you've been very clever because you've got him with 2 seconds to go. And a point for a correct challenge and stewed hippo starting now.
Well, of course, nobody has it. Nobody civilized would have it. It's a packet, though.
Right. So, Kenneth Williams got the extra point, speaking as the whistle went. He's in a strong second position. 2 points behind Clement Freud, who's still in the lead. Peter Jones has 1 point, and he begins the next round, and the subject is getting stuck in the lift. Peter, don't laugh. It's happened to me once. It is frightening. There are 60 seconds, starting now.
Well, if you're going to get stuck in a lift, the important thing is to choose a companion who is congenial and will help pass the time in as pleasant a way as possible. And then getting stuck in a lift can be relatively pleasant. Between two floors, perhaps during...
Victoria would challenge.
Hesitation.
Hesitation is right, Victoria. You have 42 seconds, which are left for this subject. So could you tell us something about getting stuck in the lift, starting now?
Getting stuck in a lift is much easier if you put in more people in the lift than the lift instruction, which is usually on the wall, tells you you should have. So what I would suggest if you want to get stuck in the lift is to get in the lift and then bring in your friends or your wives or your husbands or your animals so that there are more kilograms inside the cube that's moving up and down, because I don't know if I'm supposed to say lift any more times or not, Nicholas. can I?
Well, almost everything. Yes. You name it. You name it, she did it.
So, Clement, you have 14 seconds on getting stuck in the lift, starting now.
If you get stuck in a lift, I suggest you lose weight, and it'll be quite easy to get out. But if the lift gets stuck, you really are in trouble, especially if it does so between two floors, because it is extraordinarily difficult if you're claustrophobic.
Clement Freud, another point for speaking as the whistle went, and has increased his lead. So, Victoria Wood, your turn to begin. The subject that EMS has chosen is the last time my husband sawed me in half.
When?
That's the subject, my love. Would you tell us something about it in the game, starting now?
The last time my husband sawed me in half was in November, when he wanted to test out a trick which is called a stomach zopper, which is a piece of equipment which he was using to cut into the actor Roy Kinnear, who was appearing in pantomime with him at the Palace Theatre in Manchester. And he called me in from the other room, and he said he'd like to try out this particular thing that I've just mentioned. And I lay on it. It was a very large, oblong, black thing with casters and a bit that fitted over the top, over your stomach, with a Black and Decker saw that went across in the middle. So I lay down, and he switched it on and pressed it right across the middle after having said the magic words, Ole Torremolinos. And then he switched it on, and it goes, bzzz, makes a very frightening noise. I can't tell you how it works, though I do know that it's something to do with an extra bit of equipment, which I can't mention. And then he ran it across backwards, and lo, there I was, not in two bits, but in one, because it was magic. And that's actually the end of the story. I don't know if I should keep on talking.
Clement Freud, your challenge.
Deviation is the end of the story.
That's not deviation.
That is not deviation.
Deviation from the subject of the last time I...
She said that was the end of the story. She was still keeping on the subject. So that challenge is incorrect, Clement. And you have four more seconds. Victoria, to try and keep going on the last time my husband sawed me in half, starting now.
The last time my husband sawed me in half was 4:30 on a wet Wednesday.
So Victoria Wood was then speaking as the whistle went, and she has gained points in that round with which she began, and she is now in second place behind our leader, Clement Freud. Hey. Kenneth, would you begin the next subject? The subject is the Three Bears. 60 seconds, starting now.
This is a children's nursery rhyme, as I recall.
Victoria Wood, challenge.
It's not. One. It's a story. Sorry.
I beg your pardon. Yes, it's a story. A children's story. Shall I go on?
It is a... That's a good challenge, Victoria. Yes.
Yes, I think so.
I'm sorry. I was a bit confused. I thought it was the children's aspect you were challenging on. I apologize.
No.
There are 53 seconds...
You thought it was a grown-up nursery rhyme?
You do have to make allowances for my rather weak mental capacity.
Yes,
that's why I have the job. If I was as intelligent as you, we wouldn't be able to have a good game.
Oh, come on now. Come on. Come on. Be serious.
52...
If I wanted to be funny, I'd wear a suit like that.
You were before I bought it. Right, let's get back to just a minute. 52 seconds. Victoria Wood, The Three Bears.
Three Bears is a children's story, though some people, I believe, think it's a nursery rhyme, but actually it's not. It's a children's story, and it was a...
And Clement Freud, challenge.
Hello?
Repetition of children's story.
Yes, I think so,
So, Clement, there are 50 seconds on The Three Bears, starting now.
When my husband saw three bears in half...
Insanity.
It may be insanity, but we don't know yet whether he's deviated from the subject. So we'll give him the benefit of the doubt and ask him to continue on the Three Bears with 47 seconds left, starting now.
He did it vertically instead of horizontally. So there were six bears, which was embarrassing. As he...
Victoria Wood.
You can't make six bears by cutting three into two. You only get six bits.
Six bars, yes. Well done, Victoria.
Yes. There are...
Oh.
Terrific. 40 seconds on The Three Bears, well, starting now.
The Three Bears takes place in a wood in a little cottage. It's about three hairy animals who eat porridge and sleep in wooden beds. And one day they are visited by a tiny girl called Goldilocks. And the reason she's called that is because she's got long blonde hair. And one day she goes into the house, breaks and enters even while they're not there. And she eats all their porridge and sleeps in one of their beds. I said porridge, I said beds, I know.
I don't think you could tell the story of the three bears without repeating yourself.
It's the charm of the story, actually.
It's exactly,
isn't it?
It is. That's why it's so devilishly cunning of them to have set this as a subject.
So, their devilish cunning has helped you, Peter, and you have 17 seconds on the three bears starting now.
I've never heard the end of the story because my interest begins to wane on the third repetition. And when it's discovered...
Repetition.
What?
Repetition. He said repetition.
Yeah, but he said use the word repetition. He didn't repeat. Peter, you have a point for that, and Victoria gets a round of applause from her mother in the audience. There are 8 seconds for the three bears, starting now.
I've always thought this Goldilocks character must have been a dumb blonde, because she doesn't really take in the fact that there are intruders in this...
So, at the end of the round, Peter was speaking as the whistle went. He's still in third place. Kenneth's gone back to fourth place, and Clement begins the next round. The subject, Clement, is being kind to the taxman. Will you tell us something about that subject, starting now?
When I met the taxman, I said, I am proud to pay tax, but could be just as much so if I paid less. And I then decided that the best thing to do was to kill him with kindness. And my
Victoria Wood challenge.
Hesitation. There seems to be an awfully long gap with nothing happening, I thought.
Well, it was a tremendously big decision to make.
Okay. As you are our guest, and Clement's
in a
strong lead. Someone has to have the benefit of the doubt. In my mind, somebody has to have the benefit of the doubt for that one, and I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt.
I'm not taking it.
Won't have it.
And Clement's not taking it either, so I'll take over the subject.
I don't want it.
No, you
have it. I concede the whole. I don't want it.
You have it, because we want to know what you have to say about being kind to the taxman, starting now.
Being kind to the taxman consists of giving him a cup of coffee and a biscuit and sitting him in your favourite chair in your own living room and listening to him talk about his wife and his golf and his hobbies and giving him a lot of money.
Kenneth Grimchild.
Well, there were a lot of hisies, weren't there? Three, actually.
I keep forgetting the rules. Yes, you're
right. I think there were too many for the game.
There were too many, do you see, Nicholas? So I felt I had
duty
to protest.
Bound.
You follow me.
And I thought you protested charmingly.
Thank you very much.
And you have 34 seconds for the subject of being kind to the taxman, starting now.
I had to be kind to a taxman. It was in Kingsway, and actually he pointed out to me, I thought most revealingly, that you could not go through every dossier in your area. He said, otherwise, like London Airport, no planes would ever take off. You can only inspect one or two at random. And he said, W came up. I said, what a shame! But I've been lying more or less dormant for ages, like a hibernating moth or mouse.
So Kenneth Williams is now in a strong third place alongside Peter Jones. Two behind Victoria Wood and four behind Clement Freud, and Peter begins the next round. My favourite sound. That is the subject, Peter. You have 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
I suppose it is really the sound of the human voice, which I prefer to musical instruments or machinery or people banging about in heavy shoes on wooden floors or throwing tins of fruit onto corrugated iron roofs. Or practically any...
Victoria Wood challenge.
Lots of oars.
Yet Victoria Wood, continue on the subject of my favourite sound with 39 seconds left, starting now.
My favourite sound is the noise you get when one person takes the palm of one hand and puts it against the other and does it over and over again very, very quickly. I said over twice.
She said over and over.
I know.
Yes, she did. Over and over again. 29 seconds left for my favourite sound, Clement, starting now.
My favourite sound is Nicholas Parsons saying, and so we come to another end of Just a Minute, and Clement Freud has won again.
And Kenneth Williams,
hesitation.
Shun. Yes, you did hesitate when you thought of me again.
Loads of hesitation, so he just didn't know really what to say next, poor fellow. He was literally floundering.
He obviously...
He
obviously never listens to what I say at the end because he couldn't remember.
Quite.
There are 21 seconds for you, Kenneth, on my favourite sound, starting now.
It is the guitar. And I had the most marvellous time in the dressing room at Old Empire at Hackney, where Gordon Jackson played this wonderful melody to me, which he'd only recently learned and conquered, so to speak. It is the cello. I adore it.
Oh, well, after that round with Kenneth gaining more points, including one when speaking as the whistle went, he's now in second place alongside Victoria Wood. Only two behind our leader, Clement Freud, and Peter Jones follows them. Victoria Wood, would you take the next round? The subject is The Night I Forgot My Lines. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
The Night I Forgot My Lines was in a show called Funny Turns, in which I appeared at the Duchess Theatre in Catherine Street in London last summer, and it was a matinee on a...
Peter Jones challenge.
Hesitation.
50 seconds are left for you, Peter, on The Night I Forgot My Lines, starting now.
Since my only object in appearing in this programme is to advertise the fact that I'm available for a real job of work, I don't see why I should advertise the fact that...
Clement Freud challenge.
To advertise.
Yes, yes, of
too
course.
Too much advertising,
yes.
I'm afraid,
no,
Peter.
Unfortunate.
There are 37 seconds on The Night I Forgot My Lines with you, Clement, starting now.
On the morning of The Night I Forgot My Lines, the schoolmaster, who was looking after me at the time in Berkshire, said, Freud, take 450 lines. Yes, sir, I said, because I was an obedient child, and went to my study to write out, it is the mark of insincerity of purpose to seek a highborn emperor in a low-down tea shop. When I have done this only 139 times...
Yes, Kenneth.
Well, hesitation, I thought.
After you pressed the buzzer, I hesitated.
But he did repeat the word times. Well done. There are 12 seconds for you, Kenneth, on The Night I Forgot My Lines, starting now.
Well, I immediately, The Night I Forgot My Lines, just sort of, you know, played it for result. Well, I knew what I was doing.
Clement Freud, challenge.
That was hesitation.
Yes, I think so.
Well, I was trying to think of a word fill in. That's what I couldn't think of.
You forgot your lines.
I was filling in. That's what I was doing, you see.
You were demonstrating how to forget your lines. Clement, you have 4 seconds on The Night I Forgot My Lines, starting now.
Might I, as an alternative, copy out, Oh, That We Now...
So, Clement Freud, speaking again as the whistle went, has increased his lead, and Kenneth Williams begins the next round. The subject, Kenneth, is Giotto. Would you tell us something about him in the game, starting now?
The first we really know of him is about 1304, because of that incredible decoration in what is known, I think, as the Arena Chapel in Padua. Of course, there are other works that spring to mind. I always think the most outstanding is Faith. That wonderful picture of the woman in the arch, which looks, incidentally, almost as if it were a statue. And this is where he is so far ahead in that incredible Renaissance world, because he takes one from the Byzantine flatness, almost two-dimensional, to this reality. The lovely paintings that he's done at Assisi depict various moments in the life of the great saint. And he was at pains to show the beginning as a reprobate, a man who really liked a lot of money and singing and joking.
So, Kenneth Williams took an intellectual subject there and kept going with great style to the end. He was interrupted once, he gets a point for that, a point for speaking as the whistle went, and he's only 2 points behind our leader, Clement Freud, who begins the next round. The subject, Clement, When the Car Breaks Down. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
When the car breaks down and you're about to talk about it on Just a Minute on BBC Radio Television, or... Yes.
It's on the radio, not on the television.
Yes, and radio so television far. Is a very strange medium to work in. So, Victoria, I agree with the challenge. You have 52 and a half seconds when the car breaks down, starting now.
When the car breaks
Clement
down...
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
No. You have 50 seconds now, and when the car breaks down...
The thing to do is to make sure you don't burst into tears, because when you're crying, it's very hard to make yourself heard on the other end of the telephone on the motorway, what with the lorries going past and roaring and people overtaking. It's very difficult, and it gets a bit upsetting if they can't quite catch what you're saying and the nature of your breakdown.
Peter Jones is challenged.
She repeated saying.
That's right, did what I? You're saying. Yes, yes. Yes, Peter. There are 31 and a half seconds, actually, for you, Peter, when the car breaks down, starting now.
They will then instruct you to stand by your vehicle. Well, after 2 or 3 days, a man will come in a van and he will say, I think your battery's flat. And you'll then give him about £4 and he'll connect the battery.
Kevin Freud, I
beg your pardon. I'm terribly sorry.
What are you sorry about? What are you going on about your sorry? What happened?
Nothing happened.
Victoria Wood, I'm assuming, sitting next to you, seems to be enjoying it all for whatever you were sorry about.
Yes, quite.
Clement Freud, you have the subject and there are 11 seconds when the car breaks down, starting now.
While broadcasting, never ever mention the name of the maker, otherwise you will be sued and have to appear in court, either on slander or libel charges, which tend to be terribly expensive.
So Clement Freud, extra point, speaking as the whistle went, has increased his lead, and Peter Jones begins the next round. The subject, Peter, is puzzles. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
I suppose the worst kind of puzzles are those little things that you carry about in your pocket with a lot of little balls or ball bearings, perhaps they are. Anyway, they're tiny, and there are a lot of holes, like a miniature golf course, and you have to sort of manoeuvre this little box around in such a way. I think they've given up, haven't they, over there? Have they,
Kenneth Williams, your challenge.
Because Clement and I have certainly not given up, so it's deviation.
I thought you...
Kenneth, you have the subject, and there are 37 seconds on puzzles, starting now.
I don't like them, you know, because they're really a test. You see, and I don't think people should be submitted to any of these tests on one occasion.
Victoria Woodchuck.
Test,
yes.
No, I said they're really a test, and I don't like tests. So I use the singular and then a plural. You ought to listen, wash your ears out. I'm in on time.
See, well, hasn't come all the way from the north of England to be insulted.
I've come all the way from Great Poland Street, mate. How's that?
Last time she was here, she had great trouble arriving because of the train problems.
What's that got to do with puzzles?
Because of the aggressive way in which you speak to our charming guest.
Oh,
I'm here to protect
her. There's nothing aggressive about me, is there? I'm the most...
But once you haven't got the audience reaction you expected. They may like you, but they know you're aggressive. But you were also correct, so I must be fair within the game and say that you continue with 28 seconds on puzzles, starting now.
One of them is this snakes and ladders. They say you've got to throw this dice, and the puzzle is to get to this place without falling over for a snake, which is on some sort of lap.
Clement.
Repetition of this.
Oh, you are mean.
Don't allow it. It's ridiculous. You're the chairman. Don't allow it. It's a barmy challenge. No, it's just childishly petulant.
Yes,
because he's not winning. That's the reason. He can see that I'm leaping into the lead. That's what gets him down. Black part of the end is my hair. It's like spun gold. All envied it, you see.
We don't challenge, like with the oars, we had 4 oars, we had 3 hisses, but we only had 2 thisses, and I think that's one of those things on which we desist, we do not.
Precisely, yes, what a very good chairman. Very good, yes.
Kenneth, you have 19 seconds on puzzles, starting now.
Of course, the monkey puzzle is another, and there is a tree which is called the monkey puzzle. I always think it's rather funny.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition of monkey.
12 seconds.
Actually, I met a brass one outside. He told me the most amazing story.
Yes. Kenneth Williams.
Hesitation. He stopped.
Well, he hadn't started, actually. There are still 12 seconds left, Peter, for you to go on puzzles, starting now.
And there is...
Victoria Wood.
Everything. Did everything.
Everything. Absolutely everything. Yes. Disaster. Well, that's what happens if you stop and start and don't get a chance. There are 9.5 seconds for puzzles with you, Victoria, starting now.
The most famous kind and the original kind and the work.
Clement.
That kind, thank you. Yes. You carry on. Don't mind me.
Repetition of kind.
Yes, it wasn't very kind, but you are right on the your challenge, and there are 7 seconds for puzzles with you, Clement, starting now.
I was given one last Christmas. It had 4 jugglers and 3 balls trying to get 2 hats into 1 aperture, which was...
Well, I'm afraid we have no more time to play. Just a minute, so let me give you the final score. A lot of points were scored in this particular game. Peter Jones picked up quite a number, but still finished in 4th place. Our guest, Victoria Wood, was a little way behind Kenneth Williams, who nearly won. But that last throw of the dice, Clement Freud came back to overtake him, and is this week's winner, Clement Freud. Enjoyed listening to Just a Minute. We hope you've enjoyed it in the audience as much as we've enjoyed playing it. And we'll want to tune in again at the same time next week when we take to the air and we play this delightful game. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkin. Thank you.